Cynthia Barnes is the General Secretary of the National Teachers Union. Cynthia, very good morning and thank you for your patience. Welcome to the show.
Good morning and morning to all the listeners at home.
The teachers unions met yesterday. That's the South African Democratic Teachers Union, Suid-Afrikaanse Onderwyser Unie, National Professional Teachers of South Africa, that's NAPTOSA, the Professional Educators Union, as well as your organization. Are you going to be allowing your members to return to work tomorrow?
Actually, Presenter, let me just go back for the meeting that we had yesterday. For example, we had the meeting with the DG as the union. Then the DG was explaining to us that what is taking place, and he actually had proposals because he could see that most of the things that we were on the table, like the non-negotiables, were not met, and people were giving like promises, were giving him the stats that is incorrect. So therefore, he also said it is much better to employ independent companies who are going to collect the information from the provinces as well as the schools. So as the National Teachers Union, we have seen that all the non-negotiables that were there that were supposed to be done by the Department of Education are not met yet. For example, most of the schools in the entire country haven't received the PPEs. Those that have received the PPEs have received a minimal number of the PPEs. Sanitizers are not given to schools, as well as the schools are not debt cleaned. Those that are debt cleaned are just those that are cleaned are just cleaned by ordinary cleaners that were at school at that time. So when we had the meeting, everything was said. And then in our own opinion, as the National Teachers Union, we are saying we have already issued SMS to our members telling them that schooling or going to school on Monday is not going to take place because there are schools that are there and there are schools that are not cleaned. There are still schools that are vandalized. For example, in the entire country, there are 1,577 schools that are vandalized, but we are not given any report how many schools were repaired, how many schools the window panes were being replaced. So therefore, we are saying that our members as well as the kids, we cannot gamble with the lives of those children as well as the lives of the teachers. For example, going back, we are seeing that the department was supposed to give us a report of how many teachers are going to be substituted. As they are saying, 60 teachers with underlying diseases, so if my staff there, they are exempted to stay home. So how many are those teachers, as well as teachers that are 60 years and above, they are allowed to stay at home? So we are not even given what are the plan. How are they going to hire those people? How are they going to employ those people? All those things are not given to us. So we are going to be happy if maybe the department has given us the plans on how they are going to do things. For example, when we spoke yesterday, already the province of Mpumalanga has already given a circular 20 of 2020, stating clearly that the teachers mustn't go to school on Monday because the province is not ready. Even the DG yesterday said it himself that there are so many provinces that are not ready. For example, he gave us an example of the KZN, an example of the Eastern Cape, as well as the Free State. So if you can see that all those provinces are not ready, then how can we allow teachers as well as the learners to go to school? Because if they are being infected, that means we are not teaching the learners to go to university to achieve what they want to achieve, but we are teaching the learners to go to grades. So we are trying by our own almost best not to do that. So our teachers are not going to go to school on the 25th of May.
All right. Just to be clear, then, what are those non-negotiables, not only for the National Teachers Union, but also for many of the other unions who were part of that meeting?
Exactly. So then the non-negotiables is that the PPEs should be sent to school. If they are not there, then the teachers will never go to school. The sanitizers must also be there in school. Pumps and water tanks must be installed in school. All the schools must be deep cleaned and disinfected. Transport, they must speak to the transport people. And then those buses that are being hired, they must be fumigated. They must be able to say, okay, here are the buses, and how are the learners going to go into the buses? And who is going to sanitize the learners while getting into the buses? As well as the psychosocial support system. They were supposed to help those people. So whoever gets to school, they need to tell us, how many people are being employed because to sanitize learners while getting to school, as well as teachers, because teachers can't do that. They did not want to be nurses. That is why they became teachers. So therefore, they are saying now teachers must be the ones that are sanitizing the children. That means now, when is learning and teaching going to take place? As well as moving back and saying, if those things are going to happen in the first period, that means the whole day will be spent each and every day sanitizing the learners that will be in school. So those are the non-negotiables that were on the table and that are not fulfilled.
Did the DG share any details in terms of number of schools in the provinces you highlighted, for example, which are not ready? And I'll tell you why I asked this question, Cynthia. John Matham, as you know, it was Refilo Moloto who spoke to the provincial MEC in the Western Cape, MEC Debbie Schaefer, who said that the Western Cape was ready to receive teachers as of tomorrow and learners in grade 7 and 12 as of the 1st of June. So seemingly the Western Cape will be ready to continue, obviously, and resume the academic year. And my understanding is that if not all nine provinces are ready to go ahead and resume with classes, then no provinces are going to be resuming with those classes. Did he share any details? So how many schools in KwaZulu-Natal and in the other provinces he highlighted were not ready for staff to return tomorrow and for learners to return in a week's time?
Actually, he couldn't give us the exact number of how many schools are ready and how many schools are not ready. We are the ones, the unions, were able to tell him how many schools are ready and how many schools are not ready. For example, if you look at the KZN, not even a single school that is ready, because there are almost 84 schools in one district, just one district, that were vandalized and they are not repaired. And there are so many, we actually did our own survey as the National Teachers Union, and we've got pics of all the schools that are being vandalized, schools that the cows now they're making as if it's their own cows, even the goats and everything. They are not repaid, and there's nothing that has been done. And even the admin, it's been, everything is looted from the admin. So therefore, he never ever said how many schools are ready and how many are not. But we are the ones that had to tell him that in this province, a lot of schools are not ready to open on the 25th.
And what sort of numbers are we talking about, Cynthia, just from your own survey that you conducted as unions? What numbers of schools are we talking about in the respective provinces which are not ready for resumption of the academic year?
For example, let me just give you a total. That is 1,577 schools. I'm talking about the total number of schools that are being vandalized, but the entire country is not ready. The entire country or the entire schools in the entire country is not ready. For the fact that one province has already stated that in order for them, because, for example, all the things that are supposed to be at school, they are not there. The PPEs, if there are PPEs that are there, they are few. So not everyone is going to be having a mask. And if you're looking at the schools that are being are having water tanks, few schools are having water tanks. If you go to the deep rural areas, nothing has been done there. And as well as the water pumps. For example, there is one district where the principals of the schools were phoned to say, first come, first serve, because they are not enough. So in that case, we can't say the schools with water tanks must open and those without must not open, as well as those that have been cleaned must open and those that haven't been cleaned must open. The majority or 92% of schools are not yet ready for accommodating the teachers on Monday.
That's a staggering number. I mean, 92%. What was the takeaway from the meeting? What conclusions did you come to in that meeting with the Director General?
Okay, the Director General, when we asked him what is going to take place, because we asked him to revisit on the 25th, then he said he's going to be meeting with the HEDCOM today because they are the ones that we've been collecting the information. So we are going to hear today what is going to be taking place. But the National Teachers Union has already said, no, there's nothing that is going to change. All the members of the National Teachers Union must remain at home because most of the schools are not safe for them to get into.
And teachers who do want to go back, in the previous hour, I spoke to an English teacher at Rhodes High School, Jade Damonse, about the work she's been doing during this lockdown. And she's already returned to Rhodes High School, which is in Mowbray, and will be ready to receive general staff, of course, as of tomorrow, because the necessary cleaning has been made and they are busy. And this week, they're going to be preparing for the reception of the grade 12 learners a week from now. Those schools and those teachers who are ready to go back to school, they will be allowed to go back to school, right?
Well, I don't know about the other teachers, but according to the National Teachers Union, we have issued a message to all our members not to go to school, whether the classes are clean, because we cannot stagger. We cannot say other schools must go and other schools mustn't go. Even though if there are some schools that are clean and they've got everything, but we can't say those schools must go, because now what about the learners themselves? What about that? That means even the teaching and learning is going to stagger and they are going to be left behind. So we want everything to resume in one day, simultaneously.
Let me then ask this question as a parting question. What are the unions doing then to work with the department to make sure that the school campuses are deep cleaned and ready for reception of teachers in the near future and for the reception of learners?
What we are doing with the department is that we are visiting schools. We are visiting the district offices. We are making sure that they deliver to the schools what needs to be delivered. As I speak, I'm going to get up and visit other schools, because the department is working even during the weekends. So therefore, we are helping them to say each and every school, we are telling them what to do. And then the department itself has said they are going to be employing people that are going to go down to the ground and make the point that everything is done on time, so that the schools can open on time. So that is what we are doing. We are helping them as well.
All right. Cynthia Barnes, thank you very much for your time this morning. General Secretary of the National Teachers Union. This union is giving a directive to all its members across the country not to show up for work tomorrow. A staggering figure of 92%, she said, of the schools are not ready for the first day of teaching on the 1st of June, and certainly to receive teachers as of tomorrow.